I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The colors and designs she creates are inspired by the landscape that surrounds her studio in the mountains south of Los Alamos. There, Ann Podlasak hand knits with yarns she dyes and spins herself. She's part of a global move toward slow handcraft, and her work will be featured this month in the Albuquerque Fiber Arts Fiesta. Ann Podlasak is with us at KUNM, and welcome.
Thank you.
What is the idea behind slow handcraft?
I think a lot of people are interested in slowing down the pace of their lives. And certainly knitting with a pair of sticks and a little bit of string is a great way to focus in on that slow process of creating something with your hands, something that's exactly you.
What drew you to pursuing a lifestyle like this, Anne?
I love the idea that a finished item can represent a creative idea that I have. But I also love knitting from a historical perspective. It's amazing the way that a single craft can carry through the years, whether it's from friend to friend or, in my case, from a beloved great aunt, and have the history of all of the people who came before you wrapped up into the item that you're producing in the 21st century.
You create your own colors. Why?
The more that you work with color, the more you realize calling something blue doesn't do that description justice. So being able to say, I want the sky blue with a hint of pink, that 5 minutes right before you can officially tell that it's sunset, creating that color, not only is fun, but it's also an interesting intellectual challenge, and that's the kind of thing that I like to put my brain towards.
How are the colors and the designs that you create, how are they related to the landscape around you?
They can come from pretty much anything. Sometimes I'll just get an idea about something I've seen and I think, oh, I want to try to translate that into a design pattern. So, for instance, we'll go on a hike and it will be a day with a bright blue sky and we'll walk past an interesting rock formation I haven't noticed before. And maybe it's the time of year where there's flowers growing at the base of that rock and the rock's been fissured and beat up by the weather. That would be a really interesting juxtaposition of a lot of textured cabled patterns in knitting that would translate to the fissured rock. But maybe I want to add some more lace openwork patterns that would show off the flowers. And how can I get those two things to intermarry to a way that people understand that that's what I saw and what I'm trying to convey, but also make it something that you would want to wear for a special occasion or maybe the memory of some similar day that you had out enjoying the great outdoors. And you think back to it, and that tells not only my story, but then by extension, it winds up being a story of your particular day where you noticed something similar and thought, I want to do that. I can make that. That could be my story.
Ann Podlasak dyes, spins, and knits creations of her own design. She is a featured artist in the Albuquerque Fiber Arts Council Fiesta, May 19th, 20th, and 21st. Visit KUNM.org for more information. I'm Spencer Beckwith.